Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
We have to be ready. You, me, the others. There's an attack coming from far away.
Not coming, Bruce. It's already here.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Umar Pagan, I'm PK Pagan, alongside Bahir Yusuf and Ian McNally. This week, the trailer to Justice League dropped. It was the second trailer, actually. We had a bit of a tease last year. And this actually gives you your first good look at Aquaman, Flash, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, and Batman in action. No Superman in this trailer.
No.
The trailer, surprisingly, was in black and white.
Yeah.
Or it could have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so dark and gritty and rainy.
And special effecty.
And special effecty.
Where are they?
Arthur Curry. The Aquaman. It's on him.
Organic and biomechatronic body parts. He's a cyborg.
You should probably move.
Barry Allen.
Whoever you're looking for. It's not me. You're the Batman.
What did you guys think?
I like that they call him the Aquaman. It makes it sound a little bit more better. Like it's a legend name that's been built up around him. He's like Arthur Curry is the Aquaman.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
I think Jason.
You're really digging deep for good stuff, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's about it.
I think Jason Moana is the best thing in this movie, in this trailer so far. I mean, he looks like fun. I've liked him. Khal Drogo was great. He was even great in Stargate Atlantis, but that's gone back. But he looks like fun, and the rest of it just seems like, why?
Yeah,
I mean, they're doing Justice League War, which has been done to death a few times, which is the story of Darkseid, and the parademons coming to Earth, which has been teased in Batman vs. Superman. It just feels weightless and shot on green screen. And who are these characters and why do I care?
We're having that same problem we had with the first three episodes of Star Wars. The prequels, because George Lucas decides that he has all of this technology and he's going to shoot everything on green screen. And I think that was my biggest takeaway from this trailer. It's like sometimes they felt like they were reacting with nothing and to nothing.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there was anything real around them.
The money shot from this trailer is Batman swinging on a rope in a kind of a weird hellish landscape. So I don't know, A, where's the bat rope going? Because he seems to be like on a flat plane.
Yeah.
B, that's a cool shot. It looks ripped from the panels, but it looks ripped from the panels of a Jim Lee comic where the lighting's weird and there's not Jim Lee. Who's the guy who doesn't draw feet?
Upper body, but not no
massive
feet.
Upper body.
Rob Liefeld.
It kind of looks like a Rob Liefeld thing, and the colors are not great, and it's just there's no composition there. It's like, why do I care about this? You know, it's that's what it majorly comes down to. It's like Bruce doing his best Han Solo and Empire Strikes Back impression at the beginning. He's riding around the horse. Why?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, and also the other thing about this trailer is that okay, for one thing, a huge DC fan, I've only seen the trailer once. You know what I mean? Like, it came out, and I would think I'd be watching that thing over and over again, right? Like,
even you're also an Aquaman fan.
I am, but I'm not a Jason Momoa Aquaman.
There's not many of you.
There's not many of us.
He just talks to fish, buddy.
We're an endangered species, yeah. So I have got two problems with this Justice League. One is Aquaman is no longer a white New Englander, and there's no Green Lantern, one of the founding members of the Justice League. Hello, guys.
Not
come
yet.
On.
I reckon, I still think that Unite that, the Seven, because there were seven founding members of the Justice League.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we've only seen five. There's only five in this. Now, unless they throw a curveball and put a Martian Manhunter, which would just be to whip your...
That's just like, I'm done, guys. Yeah. But anyway, the other thing as well was that this trailer just felt like a highlight reel. You know,
a series of glamour shots,
right? And they're all really quick. They're all like bam, 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 just glamour shots of sort of Wonder Woman kicking ass,
flicking her hair. There's a really long, her hair doesn't look that good.
Yeah, and it was just all these weird sort of glamour shot moments. And I don't know what's going on. I just don't care anymore.
I can't remember if it's the Nerd Writer on YouTube or another YouTuber called Captain Christian who did a video on Snyder talking about how he does trailer moments but doesn't seem to understand how to build up around them.
Yeah.
There's no emotional content.
And I think that's the key as well, because we don't see any chemistry between these characters.
No.
And I know we're basing it off a 2.5 minute trailer, but then just compare it to the next big release this month or this year, which is Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And if you compare both of those trailers side by side, yes, Guardians has a whole series of glamour shots as well, but there's enough banter and chemistry between the characters that you feel something for these people. Even a throwaway 10-second moment between Kurt Russell and Star-Lord, between Ego and Star-Lord at the end of that trailer, you felt a tension.
Yeah.
There is no tension here. There is just... oh, look, let's make it lighter, so we'll throw in some quippy one-liners.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it, Bruce Wayne, you're rich. That's your superpower.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha. I mean, Tony Stark and Captain America did it in Avengers 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Better.
And they did it better.
Yeah.
And Cyborg looks awful.
Cyborg
looks like a CG Iron Man.
The effect looks like bad PlayStation 2 graphics or something. There's something weird going on there. There's a groundedness in the Marvel stuff that they've done in the movies. Like they're trying to make it look like a real world.
Yep.
In the Snyderverse, they seem to be making it look like, I don't know, Zack Snyder's wildest nightmares or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know how does that Barry, the Flash suit work. It just seems to be all weird angles and bits stitched together.
Yeah.
And the Cyborg stuff looks like it doesn't hang together. It's not like there's anything there. It's like literally half his face and the rest of him is green screened.
Yeah.
So that would be a cool look if it was designed better to look like there's pieces of him missing. But as it looks like he's half assembled. It looks half-baked. It's like we haven't finished the effects pass, or we got an intern to do this and we're finishing it up later. Like Cyborg's supposed to be a big... I think the Teen Titans one is what most people think of when they think of him. And like in that, it's very solid and very slick and stuff like that. But that's not to say you can't do it a different way. But it doesn't look... I don't want to say realistic, because it doesn't have to be realistic, but it doesn't look cool. It seems to be going for cool and missing it by a country mile.
I think my other problem with this version of Cyborg is that he looks more robot than human.
Mm.
You know, in the earlier comics, it almost looked almost 50-50.
Mm.
There is a lot of human, but his father had put all these robotic bits on him to save his life, which is what the original comic was. This Cyborg just looks like he's got half a head.
Human. Have a face, that's it.
Yeah, and then everything else is just robots. So it does not feel cyborgy anymore. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like a cyborg. It feels like this cyborg is just more robot than human.
Yeah, he should be more RoboCop.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, the trailer left me cold, only because the visuals left me cold as well. There were action scenes, but they were happening too fast and too blurry, so I couldn't really make them out.
Or
in the
too
trailer.
Dark.
Or too dark.
Yeah.
There wasn't any color, and fine, maybe that's Snyder's world.
And Batman looks like L-Man. That's really distracting from the Watchmen, from Snyder's Watchmen. And like, there's points where he's wearing the goggles.
Did you just
borrow the other suit?
He just had it lying around.
Yeah, and I mean, he seems to be cherry-picking things as well. It's like, at one point, it looks like Batman has a scuttler. It looks like from the Lego Batman. It's like, what is going on here? Why this may seem like a cool idea, but this design is chunky and awful and doesn't look good at all.
Yeah, it works as a Lego character design thing. Doesn't work as a...
But the Lego, if they did a real version of the Lego character, the Lego design, it would look better.
That's true, probably, yeah.
I have the Lego toy and it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
You bought the scuttler?
I bought the scuttler. So let me say this. One of my colleagues at BFM, Arvind, he works for the Enterprise team, pointed out something really interesting about the Batman character. And he says Batman in film, whether by Michael Keaton or Christian Bale, at least the modern representations of Batman in those movies, the character makes a point never to look people in the eyes. So Michael Keaton, Christian Bale, they're always glancing away almost. And do you remember that scene when Vicky Vale's in the car and she's like peering, Kim Basinger's like peering around him to try and get a better look of his face, and he's like turns away. And even when he's talking to Gordon, he's always in the shadows.
Yeah.
And Arvind was saying that his biggest problem with this trailer was that Affleck looks at people in the eye and talks to them directly.
In light.
Mm. And he feels that's just kind of a weird representation of Batman and doesn't suit the character at all. Bruce Wayne might do that.
It's missing the point again. They just don't understand the point of Batman. It's like, why is he cool? Because he beats people up, not because he's a, you know, master avenger of the night or anything.
Correct. Yeah. And his superpower is not that he's rich.
No.
His superpower is that he's trained his body and mind to be that weapon.
Yeah.
You know, that's his superpower. Tony Stark's superpower is that he's rich. I mean, that was the main conceit of 3 Iron Man movies and an Avengers movie about him trying to grow beyond the suit and be more of a superhero and a better human being.
Yeah. Whereas Batman is the person and Bruce Wayne is the mask.
Correct.
It's a different thing, whereas Tony Stark is that. He is the playboy. Do you reckon we're going to get Darkseid in this? Because they're talking about, like, originally this is supposed to be Justice League Part 1, right? They've now kind of, they're not saying that anymore.
Yeah, there's really? No Justice League Part 2.
Yeah, or if there is, they're not saying that. So,
well, or if there is, Zack Snyder's not on the project.
Yeah, so you raised the issue of, like, no Superman. Is Superman going to be a brainwashed villain, and then at the end of this, they all go, with Green Lantern's help, to go kick Darkseid's ass?
You just slipped that in there to tease Bahe, didn't you?
Yeah, thanks, you did. Yeah,
no,
thank you.
So here's the thing. A few months ago, I think it was Cavill or Snyder that tweeted out a photo of the Superman suit in black.
Mm.
And I think the rumor that was going around at the time, for those of you who've read the comics of the death of Superman, he comes back in a black suit, and that's because that's his resurrection hibernation suit, right?
It's his Jesus suit.
It's his Jesus suit. Yeah. However,
he has the long hair as well.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that's the case in this one. I think black suit equals bad Superman, because that's how Snyder's mind works. White is good, black is bad. Yeah. Snyder's very
literal,
black and white that way. Yeah, I think we're going to get an evil Superman in the third act.
Yeah,
and I think that's going to annoy the hell out of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was, again, it's Justice League War has that
it
at some
is,
point.
That's
he's
why.
Taken and he's kind of like, he's almost changed into a parademon. I mean.
No, but the reason why it's going to annoy the hell out of me is because we've done this. In the sense that in Batman v Superman, we've done
he's
this.
He's the villain.
He's the villain. We've done this. We've been. Batman spent an entire movie explaining to us what a world would be like if Superman goes bad. And then you want to show it to us in another 2.5 hour movie? No.
Can I just ask then, all right? So obviously this trailer has confirmed that they're parademons. Wasn't that also in Batman, Bruce Wayne's sort of dreams?
Dream. Like future,
yeah.
And there was an Omega symbol on the ground there.
There was that as well. Darkseid. Yeah, okay.
So now
the question then is, what about that whole, that dream nightmare sequence thing where Superman was going to kill him, pulls off his mask and all that. Is that going to happen here, you think?
I think that's what we're going to see.
You think that's why
the Flash came back and gave his really, you have one chance at time travel. You think he'd just deliver a post-it or something. He's just like, gave a really garbage message, and it turned out, like, I think it was Lois. If in the original timeline, Lois died.
Yes.
So Lois doesn't die, but Clark dies, so that changes the timeline a little bit. But I reckon that before, without Lois being there, Superman would have slowly gone evil over time and lost his moral compass, whereas in this case, he's just going to be brainwashed. And then Bruce will bring him back from the brink.
You know what?
It's so weird that we're talking about a movie where they're going to have parademons and Darkseid and New Genesis and Apocalypse and all that crazy Jack Kirby
mother
stuff. The mother boxes, they don't even go ping, ping, ping. That's annoying the hell out of me. But we're talking about all this amazing, crazy DC stuff we'd never get to see, and we're so unenthused about it because the treatment is so bad.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. No. They better release a better trailer.
They better release a better movie.
I would like to add in color. I would like to also add
in color. Yeah, I really want in color. I really do. I mean, I get tired of all of these people going, oh, well, you know, Snyder's vision is different. And you know what? Go read a comic book, right? They did the dark and gritty stuff, but they did it in color.
Now, you know
and
what?
It didn't deviate from... You don't have to be so obvious. Oh, it's dark and gritty, so it's got to be rainy all the time.
Yeah, and it's got to be dark. No, dark is not a
it's
color
a mood.
Thing.
It's a mood.
Yeah. The other thing as well that... I don't know if you guys saw this, but this was when they first released the image of Amber Heard, I think, as Mira.
I've seen people go nuts over that over the internet. I'm like, yeah, great. She's a good-looking girl swimming, and like you're going to get that's what you're getting in the trailer. That's all you're going to get in
that,
the movie.
And that, by the way, that shot of her sort of pulling up onto camera looks terrible.
Yeah,
yeah.
She can't swim. She's the queen of Atlantis, but she has trouble doing doggy paddle.
Yeah.
You
were going somewhere else.
What I was going to say was that when that first image of her full suit was released, somebody recolored it, and it looked amazing.
Yeah.
Right, the green of the suit cape popped out, her red hair. In the original image and in this trailer, it just looks like mud.
Yeah.
It is mud.
Just like that.
And but what's up with Gordon's cartoon-like mustache?
I don't like that.
I don't know.
J.K.
I like
Simmons,
that, though.
Yes, it is J.K. Simmons.
I like that, though. I like that, like really
it's J.K. Simmons. He can pull it off.
I like that stuck-on mustache-looking thing.
That's an emblematic of what Snyder's approach is. It's like, look at the coolness of the costume. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the costume he's focusing on, not everything around it or how it fits into the story or anything like that.
Yeah.
He's going for these, like, look, it's comic accurate, but it's not like, yeah, but you're missing the heart.
Mm.
And I think that is the problem, not just with his movies, but with this trailer. I don't get any heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch the Guardians of the Galaxy trailer, watch the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer. There's a ton of heart. Who knew we could rant for this long
on a 3-minute trailer
wait till the movie comes out.
We're gonna run a 24-hour special stream of us just going, what was that?
It's just Bahir's face frozen in terror.
If Green Lantern's in it, I can't even finish the sentence.
I'm sure we've successfully managed to piss you off, all you fans of the trailer, so feel free to tweet us. I'm on at Uma Fagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
I'm at Bahiwai.
And you've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9. To be free, come together right now.
Over me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Seven-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from Big Gulp flavors starting at 79 cents, like Fanta Orange, Minute Maid Fruit Punch, Powerade Mountain Berry Blast, Brisk Strawberry Melon Iced Tea, plus many more only at participating 7-Eleven stores. This summer, put on your favorite song and hit the road with a thirst-quenching Big Gulp drink starting at 79 cents today, plus taxes where applicable.